Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
The Chicken Nick podcast is brought to you by our good pals at the Beanery. You should have natural energy this time of year because of the NCAA tournament and because you're listening to the Chicken Nick podcast. But if you need a little boost, you need a little, you know, a little boosty boost, a little boosty in that moosty, you need some kufifi from the Beanery. And you got four locations to be able to do that. Gretna, Papillion, Ashland, and 168th and Giles. You need to stop by one of the four locations. You can get some hot coffee, some cold coffee. Even if you're a little hungry, they got grub for you too. It's the Beanery keeping you crunk when you need to be crunk.
Not sure that's what they wanted, but there it is. Sari, the Beanery.
The 8-9 game in Memphis on Friday features Nebraska. Their first NCAA tournament since 2014, still looking for their first all-time win. And these guys can shoot the three.
They can score the basketball. They run a beautiful offense, and they've got a number of guys that can make shots.
Heisei Tominaga, one of them. And they will be matched up with the 9 seed here, Texas A&M, with some big wins down the stretch, Seth.
But tonight is about another guy.
Here we go!
Do you think on the selection committee, the fact that, you know, Barry Collier, former Nebraska head coach,
oh, I'm aware,
is on the committee.
Yep.
Now with Butler. You've got Greg Byrne, son of Bill Byrne, who was the former Nebraska athletic director. You got Jamie Pollard, Iowa State athletic director, who perhaps was in the running for the Nebraska athletic director job in years past, and who knows, could be the next athletic director at Nebraska. Do you think they just kind of formed a pact and said, hey, who's ready to have some fun?
Huh? Hey, who wants to have some fun?
I do.
Now, are you just saying you want to have fun, or do you really want to have fun?
I really want to have fun. I'm just saying I want to have some fun.
That was the committee room.
That was
they picked the matchup with Nebraska, Texas A&M.
That is perfect. That is perfect. It's incredible, isn't it?
When Trev Alberts announced that he was leaving, there was some, I think, and I put out what an absolute embarrassment for Nebraska, which is true. And then someone responded with, Trev, this is going to be such a distraction to the Nebraska basketball team. And I responded with, no, it's not. Like, it will be for 48 hours, but they're going to get ready for the Big Ten tournament. They're going to get ready for the NCAA tournament. And they're not going to be thinking about this. I did not factor in Nebraska versus Texas A&M in the NCAA tournament. Granted, like, under 8 timeout, they're down 2. They're not going to be in the huddle going, hey, we got to be.
Right.
No. But it is going to be something that's talked about heading into this match.
It is one of the bigger storylines beyond just the fact that Nebraska is searching for the first NCAA tournament win. But I think it's not to go too like serious on you out the Antonio Gates here, but like I think it's one of those things. It's a distraction, and this is kind of what you're saying. I think it's a storyline and a distraction for everybody not actually in the game. Like, I think it maybe depends. Bruce Rasmussen, when we were at Creighton, he was around all the time. Like, he was at practices and would come and talk to us and all those things. I wonder how much at a bigger, that's at Creighton, no football, smaller school. Like, I wonder how many interactions Trev Alberts has had with Bryce Williams. Like,
I mean, did he give him a black shirt? I don't know.
The guys that got black shirts a year ago, very distracted. extremely, extremely distracted.
All right, I'll put that on the poll. Are the Husker basketball players that received black shirts from Trev Alberts more distracted going into this week than those that didn't?
I don't think there's any doubt about that. It could be our first 100% poll question. But I don't think anyone else. You think Keisei Tominaga cares about Trev Alberts going to Texas A&M? He doesn't care at all.
His family is in the stands from Japan. He's got his mind could be a half a world away, and he's worried about Trev Alberts taking an athletic director job at Texas A&M.
No. So the team distraction, zero of it. But man, is it a juicy storyline? Will Trev be there? What do you think?
I think the more interesting question is: does Trev receive a bonus if A&M beats Nebraska?
Ooh.
What's in that contract that he just signed? NCAA tournament wins? Does he get grandfathered in? Even though, I mean, he's there. The NCAA tournament has started. That? He should get all the incentives. He should get a bonus if his alma mater loses.
It's like joining a radio show right before the ratings come out. I mean, are you going to get that bonus when the ratings come out?
Look, it's the name of the show is what it is. I'm a new host, but the ratings come out tomorrow.
I'm on the show. The show got number 2. 2554 demo. Like I get a bonus with that, you know? I don't know.
If I'm Trev, I'm not showing up to this game. I'm not showing up to the women's game.
No.
In Corvallis. I'm not anywhere. I am, you know what I'm doing? I'm going to the baseball game. I'm going to Texas. I'm going to, you know what? Tonight is about another sport. The baseball team. We're going to go watch them this weekend.
But tonight is about another guy. His first win.
Yeah.
I am not. I'm not there. I'm not doing.
Oh,
you know, the
no.
tweets of, you know, you can't make this stuff up. We're all over the place. Writers were saying it. Then he said it. And then did he delete it and then tweet it? Like, there was some deleting and tweeting. Was he not sure of the emoji game? Like, what happened?
I don't know. I saw the initial tweet, but then I saw someone saying that he deleted something. But then there was another tweet that was that seemed like it was, I don't know, if not the same, very similar. I'm not sure. Whatever it is, I'm with you. I bet he fully intended to go to these games, you know? But you don't want to be walking around the streets of Memphis. Walking in Memphis.
Okay.
Got pushed in the face by a guy from Hastings. Walking in Memphis. But do you really feel the way I do?
Okay, all right. Let's see if that sounds anywhere near the actual.
When I was walking in Memphis, I was walking with my feet 10 feet off a beer. Walking in Memphis, but do I really feel the way I feel?
Okay, that sounded nothing like Mark Cohn. when I was growing up, I thought I was walking with my...
I was walking with my feet 10 feet off a beer.
Okay, when I was growing up, I thought my feet off a beer, I thought is what he said growing up. It's feet off of Beale Street. I know that now.
Oh.
What did you think it was?
You ever say lyrics and you really, as you're saying them, like, you know it doesn't make sense? I thought he was saying... My feet off of B, like B, the letter B and U. I know it doesn't make sense, but your boy been belting it out for 39 years. Walking okay. with my feet
Did
off.
You...
I thought it was a B-U. B-U. I don't know. I was
All
like,
right.
that's got to be
I'm
something.
I'm going to put it on a poll. Did you know that it was feet off of Beale?
I was walking with my feet 10 feet off of Beale.
Walking with my feet 10 feet off of Beale. Beale Street.
I mean, he kind of broke Beale into like two syllables.
He did. Let's listen.
Come on, Mark.
I was walking with my feet 10 feet off of Beale.
Feet and, it sounds like feet and feet. My feet and feet off of Beale.
I didn't know what, but it's such a fun song to sing that I was like, I don't know what he's saying, but I'm going to just say what I think he's saying. I thought, the Trev Alberts Walking in Memphis remix, I thought they got punched in the face by a guy from Hastings. That's what I thought the second lyric was. Walking in Memphis. Got punched in the face by a guy from Hastings. The BU, something about Maru. It could be something with Maru.
If it was BU. Yeah, if it was. It's not BU.
It's BU. Maru. It works for my version of
walking. Walking with my feet, got kicked at, and you.
There you go.
Walking with my feet, 10 feet off of BU.
Oh, he don't want to go walking in Memphis, boy. It ain't going to go like it went for Mark Cohen, boy. It ain't going to happen for him.
I can't wait to see those poll results. How many people just learned that it was 10 feet off of Beale? Like, people Beale? Actually look up these lyrics.
So Beale is a famous street? Bradley Beale?
Beale Street.
Beale.
Not Bradley. Is it? All right. It's not Bradley Beale Street. I don't know that that's.
That's not it? No. I thought it was. Bradley Beale Street. It'd be a whole lot cooler if he was walking to Bradley Beale Street. 10 feet off of Bradley Beale. Like, you 10 feet off Bradley Beale? He finna make that shot.
You gotta deny the ball to Beale. You can't be letting him have 10 feet. 10 feet off of... All right, if you're 10 feet off of Beale, will he make that shot?
Come on. This is just like the bad Not Knowing Scatter Report song.
That's like the South Carolina. Yeah, let her shoot the three. Yeah. Beale, shoot the three.
10 Game feet off a girl who shot a three. I can't believe this. I mean, where do you even...
All right.
Is Ken Pavelka going to die this week? Is he going to die of happiness?
Right.
That's my first thought.
I don't even want to go there.
Question.
But is Ken Pavelka going to
die of happiness?
What is he going to die this week? Is Ken Pavelka experiencing Nirvana?
Great question.
This week.
That's the best way to put it.
I'll put that on the poll. Quick note on Trev. I really like Trev Alberts. I've always liked Trev Alberts, and that's why it's such a conflicting situation with him leaving. You never know what goes on behind the scenes. You know, you could understand going to a situation where you've got the president in place. There's a great vision. Trev's a big vision guy, and he shares the vision with his president at A&M. Here at Nebraska, it's, you know, maybe it's the whole right-wing governor, left-wing Board of Regents colliding, can't fundraise, they're colliding heads. Who knows? Like, I don't really know the inner workings of that. But here's what I do know is that no matter what you accomplish, the way you leave and when you leave can impact your legacy.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the most unfortunate thing about this, I think, is for Trev himself, that he started a lot of good things. He was the leader of the ship, and they were coasting. Like, things were good. Things felt really good. But for all he accomplished, he's going to be remembered for this.
Oh, yeah.
And that's really sad. That's really too bad how your legacy can be impacted like that. I don't know if he cares or not, and maybe, you know, in the short term he doesn't. Long term, I just feel like this is it. This is what he's going to be remembered
for. This is the legacy.
For.
I know.
And it's really hard. That's really hard because he's such a good – I think he's a good guy. We've had good interactions.
Oh, yeah.
You never know a guy.
But tonight is about another guy.
Right.
But you understand that the way people feel about it, especially fans, fanatics of Nebraska, are not huge fans of him, and that's going to go on for a long time.
Yeah, I think as the news broke, my initial – everybody's initial reaction was like, wow. A lot of like anger towards Trev. And I still think if you feel that way, that is totally your that's legit. But I feel like as the days have passed, my thought has been like, man, how bad Was it slash is it behind the scenes, or what on earth could be going on behind the scenes that is so unmanageable, so untenable, so bad that you would completely blow up your legacy at Nebraska, make enemies out of almost everybody in a place that you are synonymous with, to go to Texas A&M? And I don't know the answer to that question, but that's been more, and that's not like any groundbreaking take, but wow, for you to just light a fuse, light a bomb off, and blow up almost your whole playing career, your now as an athletic administrator, like everything, it is poof. You are now public enemy number one. How horrible must it have been for you to be like, you are faced with everything I just laid out. Like, all right, if I leave, I literally blow up everything I've ever worked for as a player and as an administrator, and I have a bunch of friends and family here that I really am close to, and I love this state. If I leave, all of that gets blown to smithereens. I think I want that option.
The nuclear option.
I want the nuclear blow everything up option. So I don't know what's going on. I mean, you try to connect the dots, everything you pointed out with the governor and the Board of Regents and different, you know, our divisive culture of whatever. Like, it just, whatever it is, it had to have been so bad where he was like, I got to get out of here.
Right. I'm trying to get whatever done. I got the stadium renovation coming up, and there's no guarantee that's going to get done and this, that. All that could be true, too. Or it's, look, this is the next step to college sports domination that I want to be the top of, right? I want to be the next commissioner of this. I want to be the next head of this, and this is my career path. I need to take another step, and this is what it's going to be. But,
yeah. Man, I hope. What's weird is I don't hope. You hope it's not as bad as we maybe think it is behind the scenes. But I almost hope it's more of that than it is like his career aspirations, and he's willing to just smush everybody on his way, a way up. I don't know.
My guess is it's a combination of a lot of those, those things. Like, you're not going to take a job unless you think it's really good for your career, and you're also not going to leave Nebraska unless it's untenable. It's an untenable situation right now. Anytime the governor gives a call to action to the Board of Regents, that tells you what's going on. Figure it out. Get it together. Whew. That's
yikes.
Too bad.
You know,
really too bad.
It is.
Think about how long it took him to overcome the I'm cutting football and I'm cutting wrestling at UNO.
Right.
In Nebraska. And he was past that. He was past. Yes, there are some people that will never forgive him for that, and you understand that. But that's UNO. That's Omaha. You get to Nebraska, and it's favorite son come home again. It's one thing for Frost to leave because he's fired and he didn't have the choice. It's another for you to leave on your own volition.
Yes. That's right. I don't think – I saw someone put a – might have either Michael Sevier or someone put a poll question out about, like, who's the more – hated guy, or who's between Trev and Scott. And I'm not so sure that it's not, to me on paper, it'd be 100% Trev, right? I mean, Scott at least came back. However you feel about it, Scott at least came back and tried. Some people didn't think he tried hard enough or smart enough or whatever, but he tried and it just didn't work. You know, Trev just left in the middle of the night. Figure of speech, but you know.
Yeah, did he leave at 2 a.m.?
I think he did. I'm not totally sure. Time change. Texas, nope. It's the same time zone. I don't know. But it is an interesting lesson in, like, coming home, like a legend coming home. Now, two straight. I mean, five, six, 7 years ago, you asked people to write down the 10 biggest Husker legends ever, and you're probably potentially including Scott Frost in there and Trev Alberts in there. And, like, so you got a nice little legacy there, and when you come back to that, if it doesn't go well, you blow that up to a certain extent. And so, I don't know. I mean, crazy week,
and but Nebraska ball is
Ted Danson
headed to the NCAA tournament. I do notice your Big Sky Dolphins quarter zip that you're wearing here.
I'm a big sky guy.
I'm going to put a picture of this on Twitter. Hold on. Just smile for the camera. Oh, wow. Okay. You're good. That's a great smile. All right. Ear to ear. The big sky. Did they hand that to you as you got off the plane, or was that something that was in your hotel room waiting for you folded nicely on your bed?
It was option C. When I came to the semifinal games, they brought it to me. And I was like, look at this. They brought me a bottle of water and a big sky three-quarter zip. And I was like, you had me at bottle of water, and now you really got me at three-quarter zip. So I'm all in.
You had me at Dasani, and now you had me at quarter zip.
Yeah, big sky guy, you know. Two straight years, your boy was in Boise calling a big sky championship. I mean, I might as well be big sky Ba. You know what I'm saying? There's Big Country Reeves, and then there's Big Sky Ba. You be the judge on which one's more well-known.
Okay. Who do you prefer? Big Sky, Big Country Bryant Reeves? Or Big Sky Bob? Foregone conclusion that you're picking Boise State to beat Colorado in the play-in?
Well, no. I mean, Boise State's Mountain West. Know who's in the big sky.
Oh, sorry.
Montana State, they're the representative.
Montana State.
No, I think it would,
who does Montana State have? Who does Montana State have?
They have Grambling in the play-in game for the 16 seed for the right to go play Purdue.
Are you going to submit your bracket as quickly as possible, like, and get into a tournament that allows you to pick the play-in game? Like, is that?
I need to. I need to. I mean, at this point, I'm just like, it is pretty amazing. I mean, I'm totally falling victim to everything that we usually do of like the teams that I've seen. I'm like, I tell you, I like that team. Why? Because I've seen them. Me personally, I have seen them.
Look out, Houston. Longwood's coming for you.
Are you and I going to be just homers to our own life, and you're choosing Longwood over Houston, and I'm choosing Montana State over Purdue? Are we going to do it?
Yeah, I'm taking the Lancers. Longwood is going to find some way to erect an upset. They're going to figure it out. They're going to figure it out.
See what you did? So now you're going to respond. Your boy also got Vermont. I went to the America East. I had Vermont. So part of me wants to take them over to Dukies. I had Yale earlier this year. Yale was nice with it. Want to take them over Auburn. I had Duquesne on BTN at Nebraska. Want to take them over BYU. Duquesne was nice with it. Had New Mexico not once, not twice, but thrice. Your boy want to take New Mexico all to a very sweet place, a place where people call the Sweet 16. You know what I'm saying?
I would have loved for you to be on the NCAA selection show, and you're just be like, this team was nice with it. They were nice with it. They were all nice with it. All right. Thank you very much. Appreciate you.
That's what people want. They don't want real analysis, you know? This is what they want. How about Nebraska playing in the NCAA tournament? How fun is this?
It's great.
Oh, Ken Pavelka. He's just somewhere needing oxygen. He's hyperventilating. I mean, he's got to be. I'm worried about him in a good way. But KP, this is your week. This is your time to shine.
It is, and I hope he's on all the hype videos. I hope he's on all the hype videos and you're not on any of them this week. This is Kent's week.
I should. I'm going to, out of respect, I'm going to fall back. I'm going to make an announcement to Nebraska and their hype videos. Don't use my Walking in Memphis remix. Nobody needs that. All right. I will say, if they don't have Walking in Memphis if they don't have that song to it, I mean, come on. What a song.
You're doing it wrong.
What a song.
It's especially when you learn it's Beal and not Beau.
Makes way more sense now. It was the only thing I was like, I like this song. It doesn't make a ton of sense to me, but I really like it. And now it makes sense. I've already liked it. Now it makes sense.
Steve Sipple singing that song, 10 feet off of Beau. Does that make sense?
That makes sense.
That makes sense.
Yeah. I think it was 10 feet off of Beau. Are you still with me?
Speaking of the selection show,
ooh.
Adam Zucker, who is a friend of mine, but we have never met. Like, we're buddies on social media and stuff for the last 10 years, you know, just kind of.
It's like a host club. It's just like people that host selection shows. Yeah. They're like, you guys
he's
all
watching me. I'm watching him. And we're both, you know, liking each other, right?
Okay, I got you. I'm with you.
I tip my hat here at this point because when he did Western Kentucky against Marquette, I could only stand and applaud.
And who will they face in Indy? The 15 seed Western Kentucky. Steve Lutz stuck the landing in his first season at Western Kentucky to get the Hilltoppers into the tournament.
Okay, Steve Lutz stuck the landing. The triple Lutz.
What do you think of that? That's pretty good.
Thought it was outstanding. I was mad I didn't come up with it. But if I'm doing that show, I'm doing one of those. I'm doing a few.
You have to. You have to. I love that. If you've hosted a selection show, you guys are all just in one. You guys are all one big happy family.
We're in this together, and we support each other. You know, there are groups of people that support each other, and hosts are one of those.
Yeah, yeah.
I want to get to a couple of things that were sent here. This is the drop-off tournament.
Whoa!
Drop-off tournament begins this week.
Committee had some decisions.
Set.
Okay.
Yeah, we did put out the David Warlock tweet where this committee had to work long and hard, but we figured it out.
Explain to me, how come as a committee member or a bracketologist, you use the term scrubbing?
Yeah.
Like what? Scrubbing only applies to when you're bathing or you're cleaning, right? Like,
correct.
I don't think you, I mean, what are we trying to say?
Now,
that kinda
you could
like
scrub your hard drive. You could scrub your data, your okay. portable hard drive, your database.
Okay.
Scrub it, clean it. So you're scrubbing, but it seems like eliminating, right? We're scrubbing. It should just be we're erasing.
Or just working on it. Just working on
it.
We're redoing it.
Yeah.
We're taking another look at it. We're making some changes to it. Scrubbing strikes me as like bracketologist slang. You know, we talked about like, you know, got him on the first half money line, or I got NC State 7.5. You know, bracketologist like, nothing, man. You should have seen me the other night. I was up till 3 a.m. scrubbing, man. It was just nuts. Huge, huge scrub job, man. Huge. Man, when Duquesne punched their ticket, I had to scrub, bro. You have no idea how hard I scrubbed after that one. You're like, all right, Joe Lenardi. Jerry Palm, what's up? Joe Lenardi. I know you're probably busy scrubbing like me, man, but just wanted to call and see who you had on your last four in, because, man, scrubbing my you-know-what off over here, man. All right, Jerry, call me back. Scrubbing? What are you talking about?
It's like it said a what's up. Hey, Jerry, how your seed lines looking? Great.
Cool.
It's great.
Cool.
Appreciate you.
Love it, man.
Following protocol this weekend. You following committee protocol? Certainly am. Staying out of trouble.
Yep. Yeah, man. Just following bracket principles and scrubbing. You know how it is. Just living the dream.
You know how that, just living that bracket life.
You know, you bracketologists, they have their own little family. They stick together. Just like you hosts, you stick together. But I'm sorry. Scrubbing is a term that I am. But I say all that to say that the Schick and Nick drop-off committee had to do some scrubbing, man. It was nuts, dude. Like, when you really looked at it, scrubbed it, dude. Scrub.
There was a lot of scrubbing going on over the last 48 hours in this very involved tournament of what sounds are better than others.
Yeah.
Before we get to that, I want to read a few tweets. This is from Josh Cohen. He's with Peerless, remember? One of the great sponsors of this program.
I remember them.
He tweets, Trev leaving for A&M. We can't have nice things. This happens to Nebraska all the time. This was wrong, people. Wrong.
It happens to Nebraska all the time. This is wrong, people. Wrong.
Perfect.
Well done.
Here's Eric. Trev, quote, I'm going to run to the bathroom. Parentheses, A&M.
I'm going to run to Texas A&M.
I'm going to go to A&M.
With the ukulele music.
I'm going to run to the bathroom.
All right. NCAA tournament coming up.
Okay.
We will get great analysis in the NCAA tournament like this. This was back in 2018.
We have a timeout, and the Ramblers are down two, but the Hurricanes are up two. This is huge.
All right.
How have I never heard that before?
Miami and Loyola Chicago, 2018.
We have a timeout, and the Ramblers are down two, but the Hurricanes are up two. This is huge.
Talk about, did he say? Did he finish it with, this is huge?
This is huge. 7 minutes to go in the second half. Let me tell you something. If you want to call NCAA tournament games, Nick, you got a long way to go, my friend.
I clearly do. I need to figure out that when it's a two-point game, one team is up two, and that would mean the other team is down two, and that, in fact, is huge.
Nebraska football, we are entering the fourth quarter here against the Michigan Wolverines. Got some good news and bad news. The bad news, Michigan is up seven. The good news, Nebraska's only down seven.
This is huge.
Quick time out here from the Chick and Nick podcast. Drop-off tournament stuff coming up. But first, a word from the Beanery. You know, the Beanery, look, we might have failed in the pre-read there before the show.
Debatable at best. I thought that was the best pre-read we've ever had.
Totally fine. But the mid-show read, certainly going to be a little bit better. TheBeanerycoffee.com. They've got specialty coffee drinks. Did you know that they roast all of their coffee beans right in Sarpy County, Nebraska? Isn't there, you know, made in the USA,
oh,
made
I love
in Sarpy
it.
County.
Yep.
Those two things are the most popular in this country.
You they roast all the beans in Sarpy so you can get your sippy on. Sarpy to sippy and everything in between.
That makes sense.
No, not that sippy. Oh, no, not that sippy.
That makes
sippy.
Sense. No. I lose you. Now, the beans are in Sarpy, and when they become coffee, you can sippy. Are you still with me now?
Now, they got a coffee truck, and I'm just going off the top of my head here, but you can get the coffee truck to come to you at info@thebeanerycoffee.com, and they will come to you for anything, and Paul is the guy. The Beanery was established, I think it was, I'm going to be careful here, I think it was back in 2003 that the Beanery was established. I'm just pulling, the truck started in 2017. I'm just pulling this off the top of my head. We need a fact checker here for these reads.
I'd have to, no, hold on, fact checkers, which we don't have. I'd love to have a fact checker right now. I pulled that record out of, I don't know where. I think that's what he was, though.
And I don't know this for sure, but I'm pretty sure the sweet treats at the Beaner, I think it's a blueberry crumble. There's a double chocolate chip muffin, lemon and banana and coffee cake. Now, I don't know. I'm just guessing. You could fact check me there on what it looks like. And I'm fairly certain the medium roast, I think it's Windmill Blend is the name of it. But I you're going to have to check on that. I think it's Windmill Blend. And then the dark roast is Rural Roast.
I'm going to go off the top of my head.
That I think that's what it is. I haven't lost you, right?
No, I think we're good on that. Thank you very much. It is the Beanery serving people coffee. Does that make sense? Kent and Jake just having a great time here. And someone said this must be a Southeast thing.
Oh, yeah.
Guys who don't do a lot of prep work, don't really contribute much.
Everybody.
Are we going to go back to talking about game prep and who has... No, you do.
I have always said time and time again the amount of time that you prepare.
Can you say it again?
The work that you do and put in and the time you put in.
Yep. What?
I'm going to go back to the hotel and go to sleep.
I love that last part. I'm going to go back and go to sleep.
I'm going to go back to the hotel and go to sleep.
That is a Southeast.
It must be.
Lincoln Southeast.
Yeah. We find people that can do all the work, and we just get to kind of hop on that train. Well done, Jake. You found your schick.
I got mine already.
Speaking of Jake, when Keisei Tominaga hit this three.
Which one, dog? There was a plenty.
The one at the end of the first half.
Okay.
This was against Indiana when they're blowing out the Hoosiers at the half. I want to see what you notice here.
Starts down the right side. Goes to the right sideline. 4 seconds. Step back. 30-footer.
That is unbelievable. I don't believe what I just saw. Tominaga knocks it home. At the end of the half, it's Nebraska 50, Indiana 27.
Unreal. Keisei, quiet the first 5 minutes, KP. He's now got 18, 4-6 from downtown. Nebraska, 12 CVA threes in the first half, 12 of 20, and we got our biggest lead. We closed the half on a 17-0 run over those final 3 minutes, knocked down our final five field goals. Indiana held to one of their final 15 attempts from the floor.
Wow!
The craziest shot of the season. It Jake Muehlheisen still finds time to carve out 30 seconds of stats.
Let me just squeeze in about 5-6 stats for you guys. Bam, 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 bam. Right? 4-6 from three. 17-0 run. Hit last five field goals. Bam!
Let me paint the picture of what we just saw from Keisei. Here are your first half stats.
My man Mule was locked and loaded. He was loaded with stats. And it just was a machine gun of stats. Unreal. After unreal, it was like, that is the cocking of the stat gun right there. Unreal. What do you know about the first half? Keisei Tominaga has 18 points, was 4-6, started out slow. Nebraska finished on a 17-0 run. It's their biggest lead of the game. They hit their last five field goals, and now they're going to be one hell of an NCAA tournament team.
What do you know about Ray Finkel?
Soccer-style kicker, graduated from Collier High, June 1976, Stetson University Honors graduate, class of 1980, holds two NCAA Division I records, one for most points in a season, one for distance, former nicknamed the Mule, the first and only pro athlete ever to come out of Collier County, and one hell of a model American.
He went ace, Jake went Ace Ventura on everybody going to half.
I'm going to put it on the poll. Is Jake still reading the stats before the pre-halftime stats of the Nebraska
ball? Have they gone to half yet?
Over Indiana.
Have they gone to? I know they're already in the NCAA tournament. They're going to Memphis to play A&M. But have they actually gone to halftime in the quarterfinals of the Big Ten tournament?
Unreal. Keisei. Quiet the first 5 minutes, KP. He's now got 18, 4-6 from downtown. Nebraska 12.
Okay. All right, we'll continue to check in with Jake.
Yeah.
As we go.
17-0 run okay. Over those final 3
right.
minutes.
Okay.
Indiana held to one of their final 15.
That's
that
so good.
Great.
Oh my God.
That was great.
Oh my God, Jake. He did. I mean.
Still had time for the stats.
He went right into it.
Chicken Dick Show here for our friends at the Supernovas. Again, the volleyball season winding down. Make sure you get your tickets for the Omaha Supernovas. I just love watching their stuff on social media. Her dad puts it out. Supernovas put it out. They completed a season sweep of Orlando, which was sweet. Coming up in 10 days... Less than 10 days, they are at home against the Grand Rapids Rise. Again, that's Thursday, March 28th, 7 o'clock Central Time there at the CHI Health Center. And I would advise you to go get your tickets, supernovas.com.
Looking at it right now, if you can't go check out the Rise coming to Omaha, You got another game just a couple of days later. The Vegas Thrill come to town. There ain't going to be no thrill when they in Omaha taking on the Supernovas. And
okay, if you can't catch the rise, catch the fall of the Thrill. Okay,
that's it. That is the perfect. That's the two-game ticket package there. Again, what, there's like 11,000 people that are going to these games. The atmosphere is fantastic. You can witness world-class talent. You can check out the former NCAA national champs, All-Americans, and Olympians. There is a volleyball movement sweeping across the country, and you can see the Major League Volleyball team right here in Omaha. It's the Omaha Supernovas. Again, go to supernovas.com to secure your single-match tickets. Just go check them out. They got the schedule right there. Get your Supernova game right. Do it.
Well said. Let's get to the polls brought to you by Pillar Exteriors. Again, call them, email them for a free estimate on your roof, and you could be entered into a raffle for a free roof. 402-919-ROOF, 402-919-ROOF is raising the roof, making a comeback. 56% said yes. Should Nick lean more into his Chicken Nick podcast persona? 89% said yes. Don't shy away from it.
Okay. Well, I mean, it's under consideration. It might get scrubbed. It's under consideration.
Might be some scrubbing. Do you bark along to the Pillar Exteriors phone number? 67% said yes. Would you rather be a 12 or a 9? 72% said 12. See? 100%. It should be 100%.
I agree. Stupid.
Was Nebraska ball already Ted Danson? 87% said yes.
That should have been 100%.
This is about as close as we've gotten to 100. Is the goal of every basketball team to get the double Kathy? 96% said yes.
I mean, if you're one of the 4.4%, you just don't like fun. You don't like fun and you don't get it.
Enjoy your bye.
This Trev Alberts question, we asked this question a year ago, 2 years ago.
Oh, no.
When we ran that local news report about someone saying Trev Alberts should be fired.
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
Yep.
Here's what it sounded like, again, because they got rid of the balloon, releasing the balloons after Nebraska's first points.
I think maybe Trev Alberts should be fired.
Okay. We asked that 2 years ago, should he be fired? And it was like 72% no because of that.
Yep.
2 years later, we asked it as the news was coming out that he was leaving for Texas A&M. So we asked it again. Should Trev Alberts have been fired after he got rid of the tradition of releasing balloons at Husker football games? Folks, we have a reversal. 71% said yes.
Eventually, people come around. Right?
Andrew says, you're pretty good at asking questions, aren't you?
Pretty good. Hey, you're pretty good, aren't you?
Wow, you're pretty good at asking questions, aren't you?
Quite the reversal.
So good. Who do more people know about, Keaton Page or Satchel Page? 82% said Satchel.
Dang it.
Is Nick the social media voice of Nebraska ball? 89% said yes.
I'd like to take a bow to everybody. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Add it to my resume.
There was also this thing on Twitter where people wondered if you were out at the Players' Championship because Max Homa hit a guy with a shot and the guy filming it was the guy who got hit. Here's what that sounded like. Here's what that sounded like. You tell me if this was you.
Okay.
Okay, that was him at the end getting hit in the noggin with the... Okay, that was you. Is that you? You okay?
That was either me or a bird. And as we've learned over the years, you just don't know.
Ba or bird.
Yeah. I mean, did Nick Ba just get hit or did a bird get hit? Was that what... Remember, was it Randy Johnson that hit a bird with the fastball? I think that was audio of it.
Just obliterated. All right.
Oh,
it's
here
time
we go.
For the drop-off tournament.
It's time, folks.
Again, we have 16 drops in the field. We have added a play-in game.
We had to expand.
You will hear that here.
We had to expand a little bit. We had to expand a little bit. Okay.
In the words of Greg Sankey, not everything's static. You have to move with the times.
Agree.
And we have to give room for some more at-larges from the power conferences. So, do you have any thoughts? You don't know who the one seeds
no,
are.
No, I'm
this
just
point.
Like
the committee
you.
Did this yeah. cloak and dagger.
I'm just like all of you listening right now. I'm going to learn with all of you.
Do you have any thoughts? Is there a one seed that sticks out? Or a two seed that you're like, that should be a one seed. Is there anything?
I'm gonna run to the bathroom. Feels like it had a nice moment there. Slow it up. Got off to a really good start. It's was very hot early in the season. It's faded a little, but the committee takes the totality of everything into consideration. But I don't know.
I will say, keep in mind, this committee does value what you did in your last 10 podcasts. Okay. Keep that in mind.
Yeah,
I know. Here we go.
Okay.
Here's the field and the first round matchups and the number ones.
It's exciting.
I'm not happy about that.
Music crap.
You're a clown.
What are you, 10?
What's going on, Bubba?
You obviously don't understand Nebraska football.
From Herdat Media, it's the Schick and Nick Show drop-off tournament.
Wonderful.
Today, it's the unveiling of the number one overall seeds and the entire bracket.
Wonderful.
The number one overall seed in the Pillar Exteriors region, Jake Muehlheisen, reacting to one of the dozens of court stormings at Nebraska Ball this year.
Love it! Love it!
He will take on the winner of the play-in game between Todd Bowles correcting a reporter who asked about playing in bad weather in Detroit.
You do know we play indoors, right? And they got a dome. I don't... No, nothing planned. We're indoors, and we only have to be outside for 20 seconds getting off the bus going under the thing, so we'll be okay.
And Deion Sanders, after a hot start to the season, dismissing a reporter who dared doubt his team in the preseason.
Yeah! Oh, no, come on.
Then in the Pillar Exteriors region, it's the number two seed, Kent Pavelka, making a demand of the fans.
Storm that court! Just storm that puppy!
Taking on the three seed, Nick Baugh, about to lose some money.
God, I think I'd take that bet.
In the Peerless region, the number one seed is Nick Baugh, describing what it's like to be a Nebraska football fan.
Got kicked in the nuts here. The ball's here.
Taking on the number four seed, Damon Benning, trying to come up with a catchphrase on the fly.
How do you do? Number one, two.
Then it's the number two seed in the Peerless region, Matt Rhule, buying some time. Taking on the number three seed, Kent Pavelka, talking to his friends during a court storm.
How about that, Todd? How about that?
The number one seed in the Beatery region, ESPN announcer Orlando Franklin making an announcement before the commercial break.
I'm going to run to the bathroom.
Taking on Fred Hoiberg, the number four seed in the Beanery region, unable to hear anything.
I didn't hear a word you said, Sean. I'm sorry.
The number two seed in the Beanery region is Nick Baugh, doing his Dana Altman fast food impression.
I said no nuggets, fellas.
He will be taking on the number three seed in the Beanery region, Nick Baugh again, with a great selling point for Shoot 360.
Tell your friends at recess. Peep this Jerry West. You know what I'm saying?
In the Supernovas region, the number one seed is John Bishop telling Creighton what to do even though they didn't do it.
And slow it up!
Taking on the number four seed, Nick Baugh with a weird rhyme.
Them UV rays, they ain't playing these days.
The number two seed in the Supernovas region, John Bishop verbally abusing an official.
Evan Burrows, you suck!
Taking on the number three seed, Lisa Bluter, screaming at a Nebraska official.
This is not Big Ten protocol.
Those are your first-round matchups in the 2024 drop-off tournament. Log on to the Schickenick Show on Twitter at Schickenick Show and cast your votes. It's the Schickenick Show drop-off tournament.
Catch the fever.
That's a field for you. That's a field. What's your? I mean, do you have an initial feel for who you like?
The Kents are strong.
Yeah.
The Kents are strong here. Kent did not get a number one seed, yet I feel like this could be a year where a non-one gets it simply because of Kent. You know, the committee was torn on who the number one overall seed should be. I think it was between Lovett and Run to the Bathroom. The hometown flavor and the Nebraska ball resurgence put Jake Muehlheisen on top with the Lovett. The kicked in the nuts. Yeah, that's going to be a controversial one because it's from a song, but it did turn into a drop.
But it 100% turned into a drop. It did.
Yeah. I'll slow it up. Deserved a one seed.
Took over the world early last year. Took over the entire universe.
If Chalk holds, it's a Bishop v. Bishop matchup with Slow It Up and Evan Burrows. If Chalk holds in the Beanery region, it's Run to the Bathroom. And I said no Nuggets, fellas. In the Peerless region, if Chalk holds, it would be Kicked in the Nuts versus which would be the reaction to getting kicked. And then in the Pillar Exteriors region, Lovett, and Storm That Puppy.
Storm That Puppy and Lovett would be and be quite the battle for those two. KP, Storm That Puppy, and I think, how about that, Ton? Don't keep your eye on that one, okay? That's a hot drop.
Probably the best 2-3 matchup. Versus how about that, Ton? How about that? In the Peerless region. All four regions named for sponsors, those who support the show. So thank you very much.
Yes.
We will post the full bracket online this week.
Man,
the play-in game will be Tuesday, and that will be a 24-hour deal.
Yep.
And then Thursday, we will put out the drop-off tournament, and that will close Sunday. So again, we'll do this every week, and we'll have a drop-off tournament championship and hopefully a cool shirt at the end of it for the winner.
What makes for the best shirt?
Probably,
I'm going to run to the bathroom would be the most, like, you really going to put a shirt on that says, I got to run to the bathroom?
Right, right.
Storm That Puppy would be pretty good.
Love it. No Nuggets, sure. Slow It Up. I mean, there's a very versatile shirt drops here.
How about that, Tom? I mean, that on a shirt?
You have to put, only if Crete Carrier Corporation were to sponsor this tournament.
We should, if they win, Crete Carrier has to become a title sponsor for the pod. Come on.
But there are your polls, there's your drop-off, there's everything for this week. Jam-packed. We'll be back again next week. And appreciate it. Tyler McKinney, how's it feel to not have a drop this year and to never have won the drop-off tournament?
I'm not happy about that.
Schickenick, yeah! Schickenick, yeah! The Schickenick Show, yeah! Here we go! Schickenick,
yeah!
Yeah!
Schickenick, yeah!
Yeah!
Schickenick,
yeah!
Yes!
Like, you 10 feet off Bradley Beal? He finna make that shot.
A Huda Media Production.